that here. In Rotherhithe and in this building for part of it. So I'm going to read you the bit that's in this building. You have to imagine I'm a guide and I'm an inspired tourist. So, from here, you might have been the first person to walk under the river, shoulder to shoulder with Brunel. Or here, picked up a diamond ring from among the soil and refuse of a city all but overwhelmed by its own sewage, cholera and typhoid constant companions to the mudlarks in search of treasure along the low tide mud. Young Brunel nearly drowned in this tunnel. He notices the rats first. The usual scuffling, snuffling dart transformed into a concerted dash. And so many at a time. The men have told him about this, laughing like a sinking ship. But no one is laughing now. As the water plumes almost into his face, and the mud beyond belly is in threat. They throw down tools, leap off the scaffolds, and run, already splashing through water that's rising fast. Brunel swerves into the companion tunnel, calling to the others to follow. There's no water here yet. He stops for a moment to marvel at the sheer force of noise that the torrent makes. Cannon have nothing on it, he says later. His feet are swept from under him, and he falls, momentarily submerged, eye to eye with a swimming rat. He can see no panic in the rat's gaze. It swims with purpose and energy. His foot is caught in the debris. He kicks again, cannot get free. The water's around his ears, not quite swimming yet, but soon he will have to. He rides and sees the rat skip neatly up the lip of the stair. Here, he yells, frantic for the unseen men around him. Here! He forces himself up and into the shaft. He barks, elbows and knees as he twists and crawls up into the air. Accompanied by busy rats that run over his arms and ahead, used to escaping, complex maps of London's underworld stored in their clever little brains. And then the wave takes him and smashes him into the wall. And there is no swimming, no climbing, only confusion and choking. And in his mind, the teeth of a gigantic rat pull him free of the sucking Thames. But it is a hand wound into his collar that drags him out of the water. He will tell this story often as time goes on, joking that if he hadn't been quick on his feet, there'd have been no Clifton Suspension Bridge and certainly no Great Eastern. He doesn't mention Ball and Collins, the two men with him on that scaffold, nor the other four who drowned with them, nor the rats paddling calmly at his shoulder. Down these steps. So, the tunnel where Brunel nearly drowned runs right below here. Mind your head there. No, nothing to be worried about. It only flooded 5 times. It's no danger now. Though the tunnel is quite close to the surface. Can't call it surface when there's water. The riverbed, then. Just think, when your tube is zipping through on the way to Wapping, it's only a few feet between you and the Thames. Marvellous technologies, those. How many feet? I don't know exactly, young man. It would depend on how much mud has settled since, surely. It can't have been more than 3 or 4 at the time, and briefly, of course, none at all.